Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thanks for joining us today. I appreciate you very much. On today's show, I want to begin with a segment, a new series that we're doing to support and promote the conference that I'm holding and hosting in Branson, Missouri, the Determined Patriotism Conference, December 2nd through the 5th. Now, you can go to my website, dougbillings.us. You can get the information there. When you land on that website, dougbillings.us, you'll see a pop-up window appear, which will have the information and the link to sign up, register, and get tickets for that event in Branson. There's only 300 tickets left, so hurry up, please. Time is running out. I want you to be part of this. You're going to hear messages of truth, inspiration, motivation, and tools. We're going to give you tools to take back to your local community to get involved, because we believe that's where the solution to this current nightmare is going to be won and be discovered at the local level. So today, I'm going to introduce you to Professor David Clements. He's going to give you a preview about what he's going to talk about, a professor in the university system in the United States who was fired because he refused the jab and the social distancing, the mask mandates, et cetera, the testing of COVID and so forth. He's also an attorney. You're going to want to hear his take on all of this. Professor David Clements coming up. And also, Dr. Laura Sanger. What a fascinating interview this was with Dr. Laura Sanger. We're going to talk about the history and the root cause of the current evil that has been cast upon us in this nation and this world. You've heard me say it before, and I stand by it. The current situation, which has been imposed upon us by the Communist Socialist Party around the world and in America, is the single most destructive story of evil in our history, in the history of mankind. Dr. Laura will give her expert opinion and analysis. She's a PhD psychologist, a psychiatrist with vast numbers, 25 years of experience, and she's going to focus on the impact this has on our children, how they are being groomed to be victims of pedophilia and sex child trafficking, and we are going to put a stop to this evil, ladies and gentlemen. And Dr. Laura Sanger is really at the tip of the spear with regards to all of this. I can't wait for you to hear from her. All of that on this edition of The Right Side with Doug Billings. Are you ready? Let's go.
What you are experiencing is truth and knowledge in the place where liberal intellectual immaturity is exposed and determined patriotism is born. You're on The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thanks for watching us. You know, we engage in determined prayer and determined patriotism over here. That's how we roll. And part of the analysis of all of what we see in America and what we're experiencing under the nightmare, really, of the commune socialist regime, as I call it, is interpreted differently by different speakers who we've invited to our conference in Branson, Missouri, December 2nd through the 5th. And you can go over to my website, dougbillings.us, and get details about that. Or if you'd like, you know, we have a specific website set up for the event. It is determinedpatriotismconference.com, determinedpatriotismconference.com, where you'll see a list of all of the speakers, and one of whom we have with us today, Professor David Clements. David, my friend, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Doug. It's good to be with you.
You know, David, as I have gotten to know you, your story and what you've gone through, the impact that you've had on the nation, is one that I have often talked about with other people. Believe it or not, I think that what you're doing, in fact, I mean, I think that all of us to some degree, but you, others like you in the Patriot movement, whether it's Seth Keschel or Lynn Wood or General Flynn or whoever, I really view you as someone who is filling what I've called the meaning of life in a way. You know, we're all called to follow and serve Jesus, but beyond that, in the minutia of life, I think we're called to enter into the lives of others to make differences for the better. And I got to tell you, and I'm not just trying to blow sunshine your way, I think you're doing that. I think you're entering into the lives of others to make differences for the better. And you're using your story, which is shameful in a lot of ways as far as what they've done to you in this cancel culture climate in which we live, but I view you as a blessing in my life, and I'm grateful for your friendship. And I can't wait to see you in Branson. And I'd like you to tell the audience, you know, your opinion about all of that, what you might be talking about at that conference?
Well, thank you, Doug, and thank you for the kind words. This has been unexpected for me. We've talked about just the evolution for many of the Patriots that are out there, that a year ago, none of our lives looked quite like they do right now. Right. As far as what I'll talk about, I think in my heart of hearts, I'm an advocate. I'm a trial attorney. I was a prosecutor long before I was a professor. And so there's a few things that I'd like to touch on, but, primarily I look at the elections as issue number one, two, and three. And it's not that I'm not unaware of the problems with medical tyranny. In fact, I was fired from my position because I wouldn't get the jab or take the PCR tests. And so I've certainly straddled many controversial issues and would be happy to talk and advise folks on how they could be advocates for their situation, whether it's through critical race theory, whether it's the pandemic. But if we don't fix 2020, we're not going to have a shot to really advocate for the other issues, because a lot of these things are policy oriented and we need our votes to count. So I think most of what I'm doing right now really isn't even legal advice, because what I'm seeing is black letter law not being followed at any level. And so this has been a public information campaign. We've taken the battle outside of the court of law and we've gone into the court of public opinion in great degree with the help of gentlemen like yourself, because we need citizen journalists to help us circumvent all the platforms that have suppressed our message. And so I think we're going to talk about the appropriate attitude, making sure that when you talk about being a determined patriot, what does that look like? And I feel like I've taken my lumps and I've got some lessons that I think would be helpful to folks out there, just to not be discouraged. This is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And some of us are feeling the weight of that marathon greater than others, but I'm encouraged I feel like we're on the cusp of something, and I hope I'm right, because I want to get off the treadmill.
Right. I agree with you. Let's go down the list. I agree with you. 2020 must be fixed. I've said it on the show time and time again. We have that priority number one. And to your point, we have amongst us in this country, around the world, not just in this country, what I have called the single most evil story in the history of mankind. And that is this COVID jab and what it's doing to people. Clearly the most evil story, in my opinion, the world has ever seen. But to your point, unless we fix 2020, we're going to be doomed in this country to repeat what's happened. And I think that when people have something stolen from them, they want it back as fast as possible. Point number two that you make is that we have to give ourselves the blessing and the gift of patience, because there is no quick fix to fixing 2020. I think, and I'd like to get your opinion on this, we didn't just stumble into this nightmare overnight. We, as a conservative movement, I think if we look back to at least the end of World War II, we've been the movement, the conservative movement, who have gone to work. We're taking care of our families. We assumed that the people we elected into office would do the right thing and that they would be true conservatives and put America first. Even we assumed even the Democrats would at least put America first, even though we might disagree on the fundamental philosophies of their party. But as it's turned out, our lack of involvement, we just didn't get involved, and they became activists. They did get involved, and therefore the school boards, for example, have thrust upon us unconstitutional mask and jab mandates, critical race theory. They fired good professors like you for, wanting to inject you. Since when do we get fired for not wanting to take a therapeutic experimental drug? So what's your take on that in as it relates to involvement and determined patriotism? Because I think that's, when we talk about determined patriotism, it's the hard work of it all, getting involved.
Yeah, I think being involved, there's really a question of how does one become fearless? Because, most of us want to avoid discomfort, whether it's at the dinner table, whether it's at work. We've been too averse to having the tough discussions with just people in general. And so I think I had my limit, and I think part of where I reached my limit was because I was teaching people about the law yet seeing lawlessness. And so, you know, it's not that I wanted to be a poster boy for getting fired at the university, but the reality is I'm a subject matter expert on consumer protection. I teach it for a living. And I tell people about all kinds of atrocities of what happens when federal agencies don't do the right thing and what are the remedies available to consumers. And so right now, when I talk about things like wearing a mask and the fact that it doesn't mitigate any of your risk, it does not make you any safer. And a fair reading of the Deceptive Practices Act would tell me that if I were to encourage students to thinking that they are safer by virtue of wearing those masks, I would be carrying out a deceptive practice, which would violate federal law. You know, that's fair game. But yet I couldn't talk about things like that in the classroom. And there, you know, my employment termination hearing, I actually put online so people could watch it themselves. And they did not give one concrete example of any statement that I made that was misinformation with respect to the science or with respect to the law. And so those are the types of things where, you know, substantively I'm right, but we're working through a rigged system, you know, or a political system that's just become so corrupt. So I think really the answer to your question of what's the approach is we have to cultivate a sense of fearlessness because it's contagious. And I think the only thing that's stopping us from winning is that there's just simply not enough of us. There's more of us. We've grown the movement. I think it's going to change. But we haven't had that watershed moment where the emperor is looking around going, oh crap, I'm not wearing any clothes.
Right.
And everyone knows it. And that's what we're trying to fight for, is that emperor has no clothes moment. And I can't wait for that day to occur.
Well, I'm with you, David. And I agree with you also that I think we're close. I think we're getting closer. And I think that the reawakening that we're all going to experience will hearken us back to the divine providence of God becoming more and more evident in this nation. I think maybe even perhaps greater than it was during the time of our founding fathers. Look, I can't thank you enough for being part of the event in December. Let me remind the audience that, ladies and gentlemen, you can go to dougbillings.us and get all of the information that you need about the conference in December, the Determined Patriotism Conference, or we have a dedicated website for it. It's DeterminedPatriotismConference.com. Head over there and sign up. Make sure that you sign up for the dinner packages as well, because in the evenings, we're going to all go out as a group and experience Branson, the Ozarks, Christmas time together. We'll go to some theater and some shows together out there as well. David, I think these things that we do together, whether it's my event in Branson or whether you and I see each other on the road at the Clay Clark events, I think these are important events. I think that you know, patriots have gathered since even before the Republic was founded to inspire, motivate, to network, and to gather together tools and actionable action items that they can take back home with them to get engaged in determined patriotism. And I can't thank you enough for taking time out of your schedule to join us in Branson. I really appreciate you and your friendship.
Well, thank you, Doug. It's gasoline for folks like myself. We're on the road. I'm sharing the audit gospel is what I call it. But I can't tell you how much encouragement folks like yourself provide when we get alongside other patriots and we hear their stories. We all need that boost. And so I'm looking forward to your conference. I don't look forward to the airline travel and all of the stuff that comes with the TSA.
Yep.
But when it comes to getting in a room with other patriots that believe the same things, it gives us just enough energy, whatever you want to call it, to keep fighting the good fight. So thank you, Doug.
You bet, my brother. I'll see you in December, if not before, at a Clay Clark event. So God bless you, David. Take good care and thank you.
All right. God bless you.
You bet. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be back with some more comments right after this. Stay with me. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hey, everybody. I know that you are not only among the most intellectually mature of all audiences out there in podcast land, but you're also amongst the most patriotic. And I know that you love America. We often talk about determined patriotism on the show. And so I'm going to tell you a way that we can really take action to begin to take back our spending habits from the big box stores that are really not our friends, the Amazons of the world, the Costcos of the world, the Walmarts of the world. Because they don't value what we value. They don't value the American values, the founding values, the godly values of this country. What if we just stopped? What if we stopped spending money with these big box stores and we started giving it to family-owned businesses who really do believe in the prosperity of America, the beauty of America, the exceptionalism of America? That's why I have and our team here have created therightsideswitch.com. Therightsideswitch.com was created to give patriots an avenue to walk away from the big box stores in America and to form a movement really that believes in the Pledge of Allegiance, that believes in our national anthem, that believes that God founded this country and inspired our founding documents. Therightsideswitch.com. Head over there today to take action. Use your money to support patriotism and America. Don't use it at the big box stores. Therightsideswitch.com. Head there today, my friends, for the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thanks for watching us all around the planet. We appreciate you on Beck.news and on DougBillings.us. Thank you. Head over to the website over there for several reasons. One is you can subscribe to the channel over there, DougBillings.us. And also don't forget that on December 2nd through the 5th, I'm hosting the Determined Patriotism Conference in Branson, Missouri. Christmas in the Ozarks, my friends, is nothing to be missed, I promise you. If you haven't yet experienced that, head on down to Branson, Missouri, December 2nd through the 5th, and join us. We'll have Patrick Byrne, Ann Vandersteel, John DeLemme, Dr. Alan Keyes, Seth Keschel, Professor David Clements, Karen Kingston, the Iowa Mama Bears will be there, and a few others. Mike Maroney, how could I forget Mike, the Commander's artist, he'll be there. And we'll have a great time in Branson. We'll not only hear innovative, inspirational, and passionate educational speeches, but we're going to go out and experience Branson in the evening as well. So DougBillings.us, or you could go to the DeterminedPatriotismConference.com website and sign up for that. So every once in a while, we have a guest on the program who is passionate, enlightened, a follower of Christ, who believes that what we are in is not only a warfare between certain political ideologies and philosophies, but it's a spiritual war as well. And you've heard me say on this show many times that this is indeed a spiritual war. The nightmare that we are in is a nightmare. That's true. We are living in a current nightmare in the Republic of the United States. But the good news is that people wake up from nightmares. So I have with us today Dr. Laura Sanger, who is going to help us wake up. She herself is awake. I know that you members of this audience, the most intellectual members of any podcast audience, the most intellectually mature members, are out there and you're ready for this. Now, let me just, so her credentials are amazing. She is a clinical psychologist. She's an author, a small business owner. She received a BA from the University of California down in San Diego, and she has a MA in theology and a PhD in clinical psychology from Fuller Theological Seminary. She's worked in VA hospitals in La Jolla, Los Angeles, and West Los Angeles, and Salt Lake City. Throughout her career, she's specialized in chronic mental illness, addictions, personality disorders, and adolescent treatment. Obviously, today we're going to spend a lot of time about this nightmare that we're in and how it affects children, especially. I know many of you have sent emails with regards to these unconstitutional jab mandates, the mask mandates. I think the overall atmosphere in general, not even, you know, even before COVID, the era of violence we had in cities like Seattle and Portland, parts of California, Minneapolis, the violence that we saw, the burning of American cities that were run, led, and managed by members of what I call the Commune Socialist Party, and how all of that played out and then leading into the age of COVID and the jab and the masks, how this has affected our children. She has, Dr. Sanger has just worked absolutely tirelessly to try to awaken people to the psychological dangers, the psychological harm, and I think that the thresholds by which we are now faced and how to walk back, how to find hope. And that's really at the end, you know, what I try to do as well is provide a ledge of hope for everyone so that we can muddle through this together. So with all of that, and we'll talk a lot more about her background and what she what's on her heart and what she wants to talk about. I'd like to introduce you now, ladies and gentlemen, to Dr. Laura Sanger. Dr. Sanger, thank you for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Doug.
Well, you're welcome. And I thank you. You know, the things that we're facing in the United States of America these days are mind blowing. I never in all of my days thought that we would see this, but as I look back and, you know, 19 months ago, I didn't have this show. I was in corporate America working as a vice president of human resources in a healthcare company, HCA, a large healthcare organization, and was furloughed from there. I would never have guessed we would have been in this position, but as I look back, and I guess hindsight is a gift, they've been planning these kinds of things for a long time. And I mean, long time. These are things that are coming true that we read about in the Bible and that we've read about in scripture. So what do you think about that? We're not just here overnight. This has been a plan, this whole current state of play in America and around the world. It's been in motion for a long time, don't you think?
Absolutely. And, you know, one of my primary focuses right now as a psychologist is I want to help awaken people to the psychological warfare that we're under. And just as you said, this is a spiritual battle like no other that we've faced. It's a battle between good versus evil. And one of the things that the Lord has kind of led me on this journey of discovering the deep roots of where this battle originates from. And what he's done is he's drawn me back to the Bible and kind of the origins of this. And so, you know, it's important to understand that for so long, we've been conditioned to exist in this rat race. And, you know, the debt enslavement system that we call the Federal Reserve has kept many of us just, you know, barely treading water to only stay afloat. And, you know, we wake up each day and we go to work, we, you know, carry out our daily duties, we pick up our kids, we take them to their extracurricular activities, and then we grab a quick bite to eat, come home, collapse on the couch for some mind-numbing entertainment, and then just start it all over again the next day. And I feel like what's happened is that we've been lulled into this false sense of reality. We're like frogs slowly being cooked. And so what I hope to do is to awaken people, as I mentioned, to this psychological warfare, because we must not become a casualty on the battlefield of our mind. And the enemy is adept at using propaganda and misinformation, disinformation campaigns to conceal the truth and to really manipulate our mind. And so what's interesting is that the enemy understands that if they can get at our unconscious, see, the unconscious brain makes up 95% of cognition. And so the enemy understands if they can subvert our conscious and capture our unconscious brain, then they've captured us. And that's really the mechanism of mind control. And so what I've done in both my research and writing is I've tried to alert us to who is our enemy, because it's important we understand that. You know, many of us talk about the deep state and the black hats and the swamp and the globalists, but I actually refer to our enemy as Nephilim hosts. And I write about this extensively in my book. And for those of you in your audience that want to dig deeper, you know, my book is available on my website. I'm sure we'll have a link after the show's over, but it's called No Longer Enslaved is the website. And, you know, you can dig deeper. I have articles and podcasts and videos, but essentially the Nephilim hosts are individuals who have partnered with the spiritual forces of darkness to carry out the Nephilim agenda. Now, this term Nephilim, it might be unfamiliar to some in your audience, but essentially the Nephilim agenda was unleashed during the days of Noah, and it's the plan to defile the human genome through propagating a hybrid race, and the purpose of which is to overthrow God's kingdom. So the origins of the Nephilim agenda actually go back to the seed war that's mentioned in Genesis 3, because we have, you know, after the fall, God declared war between the seed of Eve, which is humanity, and the seed of Satan. And one day Eve's seed would crush Satan. And that was a prophetic declaration of the coming Messiah. So Satan's strategy was to contaminate the seed of the woman by altering the genetic code of humans. And this is where the fallen sons of God become integral in Satan's strategy. We can read about this in Genesis 6 and also in the extra biblical text of the book of Enoch. But what we find is that the fallen sons of God, they chose to leave their heavenly abode, invade the earth realm by descending upon Mount Hermon. And they lusted after the daughters of men and then mated with them to defile the human genome. And that's what was birthed at that time, was a hybrid race of giants known as the Nephilim. So, you know, the Nephilim, it's this ethereal concept, but what I did in my book is I developed a criteria that would help us be able to identify Nephilim traits within an individual. So I have 4 physical traits and 19 behavioral characteristics that of the giants and their offspring. And what I do is it's just trying to raise our awareness, because we cannot be deceived in thinking that the Nephilim only roamed the earth during the days of antiquity. And I submit to you and your listeners that there are actually Nephilim hosts alive today, and many of them are the titans of global governance. And so with this, we need to understand that Nephilim hosts, they are intent on destroying the followers of Jesus. And, you know, at the same time, what they're doing is they are trying to enslave the masses through control, domination, and intimidation. And that's what we're seeing right now. And at the core of the Nephilim agenda is the goal to strip us of our humanity, because you see, they hate the fact that we are created in the image of God. And so they want to defile our human genome. And now in our current day, how they're doing that is through transhumanism and transgenderism.
Wow.
So it's really important to understand that the Nephilim agenda and the globalist agenda are serving the same end goal, and that is the total domination of humanity. When we think about it, it's tyranny on the highest, grandest scale. And, you know, one of the things that is important to think about is, so back in 1776, when our nation was being founded, Adam Weishaupt, he instituted the Order of the Illuminati in honor of Lucifer, who was the bearer of light. And the purpose for which this was formed was to establish a Novus Ordo Seclorum, or a New World Order. And so what happened is Adam Weishaupt, he was a narcissist of the highest order, and he actually partnered with Mayor Ansel Rothschild, who was the patriarch of the Rothschild banking dynasty. And together they developed a plan for world domination. And that is, they want to abolish all national governments, abolish private property, abolish inheritance. They want to destroy patriotism, destroy Christianity, destroy the family unit, and then create a new world order. So in our generation, what we're seeing is this attack on patriotism, the family unit, and Christianity, and it's on unprecedented levels. And see, the Nephilim hosts, they understand that if they can get at our children, then they've captured our nation. And so it is so important that we recognize that we have to defend our children with our lives. We cannot let them capture the minds of our children.
Right. Agreed. And we're up against a break, Doctor. I want to pick up with this. This is fascinating. These are things that the audience, I think, knows about on the peripheral, but mm-hmm. they've not heard this amount of detail about the beginnings of all of them. I mean, the Illuminati, the capturing of children, the transgenderism, I can't wait to hear the rest of this conversation, but we have to take a quick break. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Laura Sanger with us today. You're not going to want to miss this. We'll be right back. This is a very short break. Stay with us.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Have you ever heard of electromagnetic pulse, EMP for short? I've got a device here that I'm going to hook up to my car. I've got one that looks similar to it that I'm going to hook up to my breaker box in my house. EMP Shield, empshield.com. Go there and use promo code Doug. EMP pulse magnetic energy can come from the sun. It can happen in nature, but it also can happen from foreign nations who don't necessarily take too kindly to us. can happen in nuclear blasts, things like that you've heard and seen in the movies. Now, I'm not saying a nuclear blast is going to happen, but this device, the EMP shield, simple to install. Listen, if I can do it, and I'm no Einstein, you can do it. Hook it up to your car battery, hook it up to your breaker box in your home or your apartment, wherever. Make sure that you're protected in case of an electromagnetic pulse outbreak in this country or around the world. It will protect you. You want to be able to go from point A to point B. Get one today. EMPShield.com, promo code Doug. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Doug Billings here. And I want to tell you about a doctor in pharmaceutical sciences, a scientist, a biologist, a pharmacist. I'm talking about Dr. Mujan Donaldson. And Dr. Donaldson is the founder of the Hair Regrowth Centers. You can find her at hairregrowthcentersinc.com. Now listen, she's the leading expert in regrowing your own hair. Her formula will stimulate your hair follicles and regrow your hair, folks. You don't have to depend on expensive and painful cosmetic surgery for hair transplants and plugs. Regenerate your own hair. It's fully approved, suited for men and women alike under the supervision of a medical doctor, and she has 100% success rates. Dr. Mujan Donaldson, hairregrowthcentersinc.com, or you can call her at 831-521-6671. Ladies and gentlemen, hairregrowthcentersinc.com. Cheers.
Love your car, and when you get in an accident, you'd love to get it back as soon as possible and looking like new. We're Jerome's Collision Center, and when you need us, we'll be there for you. Jerome's Collision Center. Find out for yourself.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where we meet, as you know, in determined prayer and determined patriotism. That's how we roll around here. Today on the program with Dr. Laura Sanger, talking about the beginnings, the roots of what we're facing in this nation and in this world with regards to Illuminati, the New World Order, really the philosophies and the ideologies of what I have called the Commu-Socialist Party. We can get into whatever titles of those groups we want to, but in a nutshell, at least as far as what I've spoken to you all about, the roots of the Commu-Socialist Party and what they have now sprung upon us. And so without any further ado, and to let her continue on the line of thought that we were on prior to the break, here she is again, Dr. Laura Sanger. Dr. Sanger?
Yes. Well, let me just pick up where I left off. And I was talking about, you know, the sevenfold plan of world domination and how in our generation, we're really seeing this intense attack on patriotism, the family unit, and Christianity. And in order to destroy those values, which really are the bedrock of our nation, what Nephilim hosts are doing is they're going after our children. And they know that if they can capture our children, they can capture our nation. And it reminds me of, you know, something Adolf Hitler once said. And he said, "He alone who owns the youth gains the future." And then Vladimir Lenin once said, "Give me 4 years to teach the children, and the seed I have sown will never be uprooted. Give us the child for 8 years, and it will be a Bolshevik or a communist forever." And Aristotle once said, "All who meditated on the art of governing mankind are convinced that the fate of empires depends on the education of youth." And so here we have this plan unfolding before us, and that is the best way for the Nephilim host to go after our children is through the education system. So across our nation, what we are finding is we are seeing social emotional learning implemented, and that is CRT repackaged. And you know what happened was when critical race theory came out, thankfully, there was this you know, this uproar, this protest from so many patriots. And that actually caused a disruption in the plan of the Nephilim host to roll out their agenda. But predictably, what they did is they resorted to a page out of their old playbook, and that was to obfuscate the truth. So they just renamed critical race theory social emotional learning to keep most parents in the dark. And so what I want to do is just kind of unfold a little bit what social emotional learning is and what is actually being implemented in our classrooms across this nation. So just to kind of give you a bit of an understanding, it first was developed by a company named CASEL, and CASEL stands for the Collaborative Academic Social Emotional Learning. But what's important to understand is who funds CASEL. And we see that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative, the Rockefeller Philanthropy Advisors, among a host of others, are the ones that are funding CASEL. So that gives us a good indication of kind of what's going into this. And it also, as you do more digging, what you find is that CASEL has its roots, and social emotional learning has its roots in the United Nations through UNESCO. Now, UNESCO is the primary supporter of the Comprehensive Sexuality Education, otherwise known as CSE. And what they do is they partner with International Planned Parenthood to deliver an utterly reprehensible sex ed curriculum in our schools. So let me be blunt here. CSE promotes sexual stimulation in prepubescent children. And I want to give you some examples of what I mean. So what UNESCO does is it has put out an international technical guidance on comprehensive sex ed. So it goes to all the nations, ours, you know, included, and it lays out what are the learning objectives for each age group. And so what we find in this document is they are teaching children as young as five, that people can show love for other people through touching and intimacy. And people show love and care of other people different ways, including kissing, hugging, touching, and sometimes through sexual behaviors. When I read that, I was like, what are they doing? And it made me realize that CSE is actually grooming our children to become victims of pedophilia, because they are teaching children as young as five, if someone touches you sexually, it's okay. They're just expressing love and care. And it is absolutely vile. Then when you look at this document and you see what the learning objectives are for 9 to 12-year-olds, they're actually teaching them that masturbation is normal, that masturbation doesn't harm you. Just do it in private is what they say. And so, you know, as a psychologist and a follower of Jesus, I beg to differ. You know, masturbation, particularly among ages 9 through 12, can absolutely be harmful because it's a gateway to sexual addictions and other sexual promiscuity. So this is what's being taught. And so I just want to encourage your audience, if you have children in the public school, you know, our youngest child is in eighth grade in the public school, and we have opted him out of all of the sex ed curriculum. I encourage your listeners to do the same. And I'll hopefully at the very end provide some practical ways to do that. But, you know, as I mentioned, CASEL developed SEL, and on their website, they have a cultural analysis of SEL that I just want to read an excerpt from, because I feel like it gives us a good understanding of what's at the heart of this SEL program. And it says, dominant U.S. cultural norms promote materialism or acquisitive individualism, an orientation associated with health problems and unethical behavior. These norms are even more problematic when wealth and whiteness are conflated and uncritically accepted as indicators of success. This fosters a sense of white racial entitlement and dominance, as well as negative biases and stereotypes about people of color and those from low-income backgrounds. So if this sounds like critical race theory, It's because it is, and that's by design. And the CEO of Casel, her name is Karen Nemi, and she actually has this to say. She says, there is no system more important than education in fighting against racism. We see SEL as a tool for anti-racism. So one of the things I want to get across to your audience is that the intent of SEL is to expose our students' attitudes, beliefs, and values. And how they do that is through the assignments they give, but also through surveys. And their goal is to reshape our students' attitudes, beliefs, and values so that it aligns with, you know, those that narrative that's deemed acceptable.
Right.
And so what's important to realize is, you know, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, they put out, or they identified three domains of SEL. It's cognitive skills, emotional competencies, and then social and interpersonal skills. Now, as a psychologist, I highly value these three domains. In fact, I would use them as the bedrock of the work that I did. But what's important to understand is the context in which these three domains are addressed is critical because it can either lead to transformation or indoctrination. And let me give you an example of what I mean. So in the context of therapy, for example, psychologists are bound by ethical standards. So we can't insert our own biases into the therapeutic relationship. So it would be unethical for me to try and persuade my clients to develop my own worldview. And not only that, we're the ones that are trained, you know, to use psychological interventions, and we know how to develop a safe and therapeutic environment that can lead to transformation. But in the classroom, teachers are not bound by the same ethical standards. Thus, they have no guardrails to keep them from inserting their own biases into the curriculum. And unfortunately, that's what we're finding. You know, more and more teachers are trying to persuade their students to adopt their own worldview, and that's what can lead to indoctrination.
I think you're right. And I, you know, as a former high school teacher myself, I clearly have seen a change. And I think that, you know, as you and I look at these, the evils that are cast upon us, COVID, the jab, the masks, all of this, you know, part of the bright side is that we, because of COVID, because of the Zoom classes that we observed our children participating in, we saw glimpses of the curriculum. And then, of course, the recent election in Virginia, the calling out of critical race theory is part of the problem up there in Virginia and why a conservative candidate won. Now the mantra from the left is, oh, critical race theory is a myth. It doesn't exist, which is laughable because there's so much evidence of it. Are you able to stay for another segment of the program, Dr. Singer?
Yes.
I would love that if you can. I would love to make that extra time for you. We're up against a break right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I think you're finding this as fascinating as I am. We'll be right back after another short break with Dr. Laura Singer. Please stay with us. This is important.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hey, everybody, let me tell you about Stewart's Pain Formula right here. This stuff works. I wouldn't steer you wrong. A few weeks ago, I had some surgery, had some bruising, some stiffness, some soreness associated with it. Put a little bit of this on there, and the pain went away immediately. The deep pain from surgery, gone fast. It's not greasy. You can't smell this stuff. Doesn't mess up your clothes. And the bruising healed almost within 4 days. So gone, poof. Stewart's Pain Formula. Stewart spelled S-T-E-U-A-R-T. Go to stewartlaboratories.com, stewartlaboratories.com, and enter the promo code Doug when you order yourself some of this. Look, if you've got arthritis, tennis elbow, you're a golfer and your joints are out of whack, anywhere you've got pain, rub a little bit of this on there and Stewart's Pain Formula will take care of you. I've used it myself. I'm not steering you in the wrong direction. Stewart, S-T-E-U-A-R-T, laboratories.com, promo code Doug. Get yourself some. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings and Dr. Laura Singer joining us today. I want to jump right back into the program. We've got 10 minutes left, Dr. Singer. I want to make sure that I give you the lion's share of that time. What about, you know, we're talking about critical race theory, about what's happening in our classroom. the conditioning of children to be targets of pedophilia. You know, and as you said that in the last segment, I'm wondering myself, perhaps even targets of sex child trafficking, who God only knows what these children are being groomed for. And I think that you bring an entirely interesting ray of light upon all of this. So what is actually happening in the classrooms? I'm interested in knowing that.
Yeah, what's interesting is, as I was pointing out, that you know, teachers don't have the same ethical boundaries that psychologists right. do. What we're finding is that the SEL curriculum is actually encouraging teachers to utilize psychological interventions to help students understand their feelings, attitudes, and beliefs, as well as manage their emotions. So those teachers who are implementing SEL in their classrooms are actually practicing psychology without a license. And that's not only troublesome, that's against the law. And so what we're finding is that, you know, SEL is not focused on the fundamentals of education. What they're doing is they are trying to shape the character and worldview of our students. And what they're trying to do is get our children to favor collectivism over individualism, you know, to favor gender nonconformity over gender norms, or racial essentialism over non-discrimination, and even subjectivity over objectivity. And all of that are the tenets of the progressive mindset. And so I just want to give you a window into what this looks like in the classroom. So my youngest son is in eighth grade. He's 13. He'll be 14 soon. And so in Utah, one of the SEL programs that's most common is called Second Step, both for elementary and middle school. So Second Step, eighth grade, unit 4, lesson 25, is on unhealthy relationships. And what it encourages teachers to use is this resource called loveisrespect.org. And so on the Utah State Board of Education website, they speak about this, this love is respect. And here's what they say. Love is respect is the ultimate resource to empower youth to prevent and end dating abuse. It's a project of the National Domestic Violence Hotline. Okay, so if it's this ultimate resource, let's go check it out. So I went to loveisrespect.org, and the first thing you find is this pop-up warning you how to quickly exit the website and how to clear it from your browser history. Now, that's mildly alarming, but you know, we realized that this was developed by the National Domestic Violence Hotline, and perhaps it was trying to shield people in abusive situations. But as I read the material, what I realized is this is actually trying to keep parents from being able to see what their students are looking at. So let me give you an example. There's an article called Respect and Sex. And again, keep in mind, this is targeted for 13 and 14 year olds. And it says this: if you have questions about sex and sexuality, Scarletine is an awesome resource for honest, inclusive, and straightforward information. Now, let me pause there for a minute, because if we go back to that plan for world domination that I talked about and that destruction of the family unit, here we have just a subtle example of how they're trying to destroy the family unit. Because notice how they didn't say, if you have questions about sex and sexuality, we encourage you to ask your parents.
Right.
No, they're directing them to this website called Scarletine. And it goes on to say that they have these two checklists that are must reads for anyone considering having sex, whether for the first time or the 100th time. Now, here we have a subliminal message that is meant to get into the unconscious brain of our young people. And the message is this: if you haven't had sex, you are way behind the curve, because most of your friends have had sex, not just once, but 100 times. So this is the message that is getting communicated to our young people. So then if we consider that, okay, they're pointing our kids to Scarletine, I need to check out Scarletine. So you go there, and on their homepage, they have articles that are listed. And one of the articles is how to access a safe, self-managed medical abortion. This is for 13 and 14 year olds. And another one is bare bodies, reality checking mainstream porn. Are you kidding me? So I actually read these articles and I felt slimed by reading them. I can only imagine what our teenagers are feeling. And so let me just kind of summarize by painting this big picture. And the big picture is this: SEL, social emotional learning, which again is critical race theory repackaged, along with CSE, which is a comprehensive sexuality education. Together, these are teaching our five-year-olds that if they're touched sexually, it's okay because that person is just expressing love and care. And then it's teaching our 9 to 12-year-olds to masturbate. Masturbation is normal. It's not harmful. And then it's introducing porn to our 13-year-olds so that they can masturbate while watching porn. I mean, it is utterly despicable what is being taught in our schools. And this social emotional learning program that has these resources at the fingertips of our students. And so as parents, we have to realize that it's time to rise up. We cannot let them capture the minds of our children. And I am very encouraged because what I am seeing is a growing number of parents awakening. You know, we see on Telegram and other social medias how parents are going to the school board meetings and they're getting their grievances on the public record. You know, some parents are actually filing lawsuits, class actions against school boards and other agencies. And we are rising up, and our children are our greatest treasure. And I think one of the greatest things we can do for our kids is we can give them the roots of confidence that are found in Christ and wings of freedom to be who God has destined them to be. And they look to us to be that example. And so instead of allowing fear and shame to incapacitate us, instead of, you know, just allowing our children to go off to school and we go off and do our own thing, we have to be vigilant what's going on in our schools, because they depend on us to defend them. And they have come under such great attack, both through, you know, social emotional learning, but also through COVID-19, you know, the impact on the mental health. We don't have time to go into that today, but it's enormous. But there is hope, because we are making a difference. We are starting to hold our school boards accountable, and we are starting to hold our teachers accountable. And I believe that we can shift the outcome of what the future of our children has. So I am deeply encouraged by that.
Dr. Sanger, I am too. I'm very encouraged. You know, it is absolutely, it's just mind-blowing. It's insufferable how far we have come from we are a nation founded and inspired by God himself. We have, we have the Bible, which is clearly God's word, but we also have three other divinely inspired documents: our Declaration of Independence, our Constitution, and our Bill of Rights, equally, in my opinion, inspired by God and written by men. And we have come so far from the morality and the divine providence of God that was fully intended to be part of the fabric of our society, that it's absolutely amazing. And I think, to your point, the good news and the hope is that even though we are in this current state of a nightmare, as I call it, where, you know, we wake up from nightmares, and people like you are helping people to wake up. And so I just thank you for, you know, fulfilling that call of God in your life to enter into the lives of others, to make differences for the better. I thank you for your message. It's articulate, it's on target and on point, and it's relevant. I mean, my goodness, we have got to turn away from this. And, you know, I'm reminded that a friend of mine, Clay Clark, is sponsoring a workshop on how to become homeschooling parents. And I don't get anything for mentioning that. I just think that we need to, as parents, take a close look. And if we can't, because of our schedules, homeschool our kids, we need to get involved at those school board levels and take them back. And I think that really what I hear from you is local involvement is the key to all of this. And that's been one of my mantras for the longest time now, is that had we been thoroughly involved at the school board level, the nightmare that we have faced might not have even happened. But, you know, I would love to have you come back and continue the discussion on this and any number of other topics that are relevant to this, if you'd like to.
I would love that. Thank you.
Very nice. And I hope to see you in person, meet you perhaps at one of these conferences that we both attend from time to time. Dr. Sanger, thank you so much indeed. May God continue to bless you and your family and all of the work that you do. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be right back with some closing thoughts and other comments right after this. Please stay with me. Thank you.
Now you can have the personalized forecast at your fingertips when you need it. Beck's exclusive Weather Insight is information tailored to you. Radar, weather alerts, forecasts, and videos. Download the free Weather on Beck News app. Search your app store now.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where I am the shining light of conservatism and the message of American exceptionalism that's broadcast around the world because the world is hungry for this message. All right. Dr. Laura Sanger is incredible. She blows me away with what she knows and her analysis, the way that she has melded her career as a clinical psychologist, dealing with children, the impact this entire nightmare has on our children, and what the purpose and evil intent of the Communist Socialist Party is in the world. You all need to share that interview, this program, with your friends and family who think that critical race theory is a myth or doesn't exist. That's absolute nonsense. Well, I've invited her to attend our future conferences, and we are going to do everything we can to have her back on the show to continue to share her message, which I think is important as we try to escape the nightmare that we're in. Now, the hopeful and good news is we will wake up from this nightmare. God's divine providence is stirring in this country, and he's waking up more and more people. Thank you for getting involved in your local levels. This is where the cure for all of this will be found and where we will begin to take back our republic at the local level. Parents, get involved at the school board level. Get involved at the county commission level. Become county commission members. Do something. Run for your local mayor, your city alderman positions. This is where we take it back. This is what is meant by determined patriotism. I talk about it on the show almost every day. Determined prayer and determined patriotism. Determined patriotism is the hard work of it all, and we need to engage at the local level in order to accomplish it. One of the ways that we become motivated, inspired, and educated to do all of this is at the conferences that you hear me mention and talk about from time to time. One of the key conferences I think that's coming up that you ought to try to attend is my Determined Patriotism Conference. It's in Branson, Missouri, Christmas in the Ozarks. Gives you a little smile. Christmas in the Ozarks. If you have not experienced Christmas in the Ozarks, you need to, and you need to experience this conference. You're going to be armed with motivation, inspiration, education by a vast number of tier one speakers. Everyone from Lynn Wood to Patrick Byrne to Dr. Alan Keyes to Professor David Clements, Seth Keschel, Karen Kingston, Ann Vandersteel, John DeLemme, the Iowa Mama Bears, Mike Maroney, the Commander's Artist, myself, if I can play a part in all of that, I would be happy to have you come and join us. December 2nd through the 5th, go to dougbillings.us. Once you land on that website, you'll see a pop-up window. Take your time to look at that. Click on the information bar and you'll be taken to DeterminedPatriotismConference.com, where you can sign up and get your tickets. Make sure that you sign up for the dinner packages. I don't want you to be left behind in the evening when we go out and enjoy Branson at Christmas time. We're going to go out in the evenings on Friday and Saturday. I want you to join us. DougBillings.us, the DeterminedPatriotismConference.com. Despite the nightmare, despite what seems like an insurmountable hill of evil, we are winning. We are the majority. We are the party of God, of light, of truth, of life. We are the party of divine providence and the American dream. And we will win, ladies and gentlemen. We will win. You can count on it. You have a pack of blessings on your back. I pray that you take inventory of that pack of blessings every day. And remember, I will meet you in determined prayer every day. I hope you meet me there as well. Until we meet again, ladies and gentlemen, God bless you wherever you are. God bless whatever country you are in. And God bless the United States of America. Cheers.